This is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Bravo Papa. The West Kootenay Amateur Radio Club Noontime Net is about to start. Do we have any emergency or priority traffic? Good afternoon. This is the West Kootenay Amateur Radio Club Noontime Net. If you have any emergency traffic at any time, please indicate this by saying your call sign, then break, break, break. For more information about this net, go to wkarc.ca/noonnet. Net control today is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Bravo Papa, and my name is Rick. First check-in. Go ahead. Okay, Ken, how are you doing today? I just only got half your thing, but I recognized you. How's things?
Pilot point right now. We're using the pilot point repeater, and it's a little noisy for me today. Maybe that's what the problem is. Over.
It's loud and clear. At any rate, how's things going?
Here, Rick, hello to you and everybody else on the net. What have I been doing? It's kind of warm out here. I was working in my top of my property trying to clear out a bunch of brush that wants to take over my land. So I was out there with the hand clippers and trying to take out like hundreds of cottonwood things that want to sprout up like every 10 feet away from the tree up to 100 feet away. I don't know what you call them, rhizomes or suckers or whatever, but they grow like a bad weed. Over.
Yeah, I've got the same thing happening here. They got cottonwoods down on the shoreline of the river, and the little buggers were coming up on my lawn. So I, in my tiny little backyard, I went around and same deal. Garden shears snipping them off and throwing them back over the bank. Lots of fun. Well, it's not a bad weekend here. I can try to remember what I did. Wasn't much yesterday. Saturday we went for dinner at the Hume with a bunch of friends, and prime rib was excellent. I don't think I needed to eat dinner last night. I really picked out. anyway, good to hear from you, Ken. You have yourself a great afternoon, and thanks for checking in. Over.
Friday, we had a Wanda's cousin show up from Saskatchewan. They were on their way back touring D.C. They're on their way home. They left here Monday. And then another couple cousins showed up Saturday, and we had four of them here spending the night. A couple of them, they stayed in their truck camper, so that was okay. And I watched them consume a lot of beer, and I just sat there and didn't have any. I avoid hangovers at all costs. Enough out of me. Everybody have a good day. V7, GP.
Okay, Ken. 7-3 for now. And I'll take another check-in. 7-LBR. Good afternoon, Les. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Rick, and good afternoon to everybody who's listening. Doing well, thank you very much for asking. Yeah, I'm working on the irrigation. out here. I've got to put a 2-inch drain valve in the tank, so I started this morning. Hopefully I'll finish up and get that system back on the air. And yeah, those popper suckers are really bad. The only solution is where you're suckering up, you have to dig down, find that root, and then trace that root back and just cut that root off at both ends. Because if you just cut the root off just at one end, it'll just keep growing. That tree knows how to look after itself. Not easy. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Les. Well, have fun with your project, and thanks for that advice on the suckers. Yeah, that's like shellal. I remember doing when we moved to Delta, and we had Dad had me clear the front yard, new house. So he had me clear the front yard, and there was that shellal stuff all over the place. And I think I spent a whole summer chopping and sifting, and the lawn came in real nice. But boy, that stuff is hard to get rid of, along with any of the other kind of suckers that are hanging about. Okay, Les. Have yourself a great afternoon, and thanks for checking in. Over.
Yeah, no, it's never easy to get rid of those roots. Nature knows how to protect itself. It's had billions of years to evolve. VA7LVR730.
Hey, Les. 7-3 for now. And I'll take another check-in. Afternoon, Ken. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm hibernating out of the heat, although I do have to go out and stick the bung in my water tank of my trailer, so that's going to happen shortly. And I got to do a couple other things, and then it's going to be geared up and ready to go. So I started working on it yesterday and got a couple things done, and today I got two more things to do, and then I'm good to go. So that's my priority. I think I'm going to try and get out of here. It depends how I feel Wednesday. More than likely Thursday morning early.
Yeah, I will probably catch you on Wednesday then, maybe. Well, yeah. Well, good luck on the RV repairs, and drink lots of water. That lead'll get you. Okay, Ken. Have a great afternoon, and thanks for checking in. Over.
For half an hour, then I'm back in. So that's probably all it takes me to patch up the. I got a leak to patch, and that only takes me 10 minutes. And I got to put the drain back in the water tank, and that probably takes me 10 minutes too. So it won't be very long, and it should be ready to go. So that's it for me for today. Then I'm going to sit in the air-conditioned living room and. I don't know, read my book or watch some TV. I didn't get much on today. VA7RVP, VA7 Romeo Papa.
Ken, 7-3 for now. Well, I'll take another check-in. Good afternoon, Janet. How are you doing today?
Balfour. I just got home from town, so just figured out what I'm going to do, puttering around this afternoon, doing a few little things, and getting ready for another camp out next weekend. So we'll see what I get up to today.
Oh, very very good, Janet. Yeah, get away as much as possible. Have fun. okay, well, yeah. Have yourself a great afternoon, and thanks for checking in. Over.
Be safe out there. 73 for now. VA7ENW.
Okay, Janet, 7-3 for now, and I'll take another check-in. Uniform Alpha Foxtrot. Our last caller, I got Victor Echo 7 something and ending in Foxtrot. Could you repeat your call sign? Thanks a lot. Okay, the network cut. As soon as you hit, I caught Victor. And then Foxtrot, because the network got in there and chopped it off for some reason. Please try again.
Uniform Alpha Foxtrot, Victor Echo 7.
I got Victor Echo 7, Uniform Alpha Foxtrot. I hope that was okay.
Off of my parents.
I'm not having much luck today here. The network keeps chopping you off. Okay. Say your name first.
GP here.
I'm not having much luck today. For those folks coming in over the link, hit the PTT and wait a couple of seconds before speaking. That'll give it time to come up and settle down. So please try again.
V7GP here.
Peter, go ahead. The last caller, I didn't get you at all. please try again. I'm not having much luck.
I'm trying to relay some info for you. Over.
What did you hear?
That was trying to check in prior to Ken trying to help was Uniform Papa Fox. Over.
I noticed, let's see, Uniform Papa Fox is not in the QRZ database. So if you want to try again, please